Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Have you ever observed a mountain climber? Carefully navigating their way up treacherous slopes. This journey, much like our own lives, is filled with both triumphs and setbacks. Just as a climber reaches for the next ledge, there is a possibility that they might slip and fall. Yet, it's their relentless spirit to climb higher that inspires us all. Similarly, in our spiritual and personal lives, we often face obstacles that cause us to stumble. But it is not the fall that defines us. It's our willingness to get back up and keep climbing. Today, I want to explore the concept of resilience and unwavering faith in the face of life's challenges. We'll delve into why it's crucial, not just to stand back up, but to do so with a spirit filled with hope and trust in God's plan for us. I'm also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, Proverbs 24, verse 16 reminds us, "For a righteous man may fall 7 times and rise again, but the wicked shall fall by calamity." This powerful verse not only offers us comfort, but also a profound truth about the nature of resilience and righteousness. It reassures us that falling is not a failure, but a part of our journey toward righteousness. Each time we rise, we demonstrate not just our strength, but our faith in God's unwavering support and mercy. It's a reminder that our journey with God is filled with His grace, allowing us to stand again, stronger and more determined, no matter how many times we may stumble. Let us hold on to this promise, knowing that with God, every fall is an opportunity for growth, and every rise is a testament to His endless love and faithfulness. Now, let us explore understanding resilience through faith. Resilience is a quality that is often talked about, but rarely understood in its entirety. At its core, resilience is about enduring the storms of life with a faith that is unshaken by the winds of hardship. It's about standing up each time we fall, knowing that with God, each step we take is guided by His love and wisdom. Many of us might question why we face challenges if God is with us. However, James 1 verses 2 to 4 offers us profound insight, saying, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." This passage encourages us to view our struggles as opportunities for growth, sculpting us into beings of strength and character. So when we talk about getting up after a fall, it's not just about physical or emotional resilience. It's also about spiritual renewal. Each time we rise, we affirm our trust in God's promises. Psalms 37, verse 24, beautifully captures this, stating, "Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. This verse reassures us of God's steadfast support. It's a vivid reminder that, even in our weakest moments, God's mighty hand is there to lift us up, ensuring that our falls are never final. And with his guidance, we regain our strength to stand tall once again. Our journey of faith is marked by moments of both victory and defeat, like the mountain climber who sometimes slips. Our spiritual walk is no different. The key, however, lies in our response to these setbacks. Do we choose to stay down? Or do we muster the courage to stand up and face the mountain once more? The Bible is filled with stories of individuals who exemplified resilience. Take, for example, Job. He was a man who lost everything he held dear, yet refused to turn his back on God. In Job 1 verse 21, he declares, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Job's unwavering faith in the midst of unimaginable loss is a testament to the power of resilience grounded in faith. From another perspective, King David's story also stands.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is a powerful testament to resilience and the journey from sin to redemption. Despite his profound fall into sin, marked by his affair with Bathsheba and the subsequent murder of her husband, Uriah, David's unwavering resilience in facing the consequences of his actions and his path back to God illuminate the power of sincere repentance. Upon being confronted by the prophet Nathan, David didn't turn away in denial, but faced his transgressions head-on, displaying profound remorse and a desire for renewal. His prayers for forgiveness, which is beautifully captured in Psalm 51, reveal a heart yearning for cleansing and restoration. This story can be found in the second book of Samuel, chapters 11 and 12. It underscores the strength found in acknowledging our wrongdoings and seeking forgiveness, highlighting the transformative potential of resilience in our spiritual walk. David's life, marked by this moment of turning back to God, underscores a profound truth. No matter the depth of our fall, a sincere heart turned towards God in repentance can always find a path back to grace and favor in his eyes. So when we fall, we have no excuse not to rise again, regardless of how long we've remained in defeat. Be it months, years, or even decades, you are not meant to stay there. Rise up, shake off the dust, and embrace the grace offered to us at every turn. Let the assurance of God's unfailing love and support inspire us to step forward with renewed strength and determination. In doing so, we affirm our trust in his plan and open our hearts to the endless possibilities that lie ahead. Yet, as we embrace this grace, it is crucial to understand that repentance is not merely a one-time act, but a continuous journey away from sin. Paul cautions us in Romans 6, verses 1 to 2. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we, who died to sin, live any longer in it? This reminds us that while God's grace is abundant, it calls us to a life of transformation and ongoing commitment to turning away from sin, not a license to remain in it. It's also important to recognize that both falling and getting back up might look different for each of us. For some, falling may come in the form of a quiet struggle, hidden from the eyes of others, while for another, it may be a public stumble that feels impossible to recover from. Similarly, getting back up can vary greatly. For one person, it might mean finding the strength to face another day, despite overwhelming odds. And for another, it could be a triumphant return to a path they've momentarily strayed from. What remains constant, however, is the undeniable strength drawn from our faith in God and the support of our faith community, guiding us through these personal journeys of resilience and renewal. Sometimes, the process of getting up requires us to be still and know that He is God, as we are reminded in Psalm 46, verse 10. My friends, in our haste to overcome challenges, we often forget the strength found in stillness. It's in these quiet moments of surrender that we are reminded of God's sovereignty and His ability to lift us up. Let me quickly share another aspect of being still that has personally benefited my life, particularly in overcoming temptation or preventing a fall from the start. If you find yourself tempted by anything or anyone, consider being still. Sometimes, stillness serves as our most potent form of resistance against the devil. This approach is effective for everyone, but it holds special significance for men. Some of us talk too much. Some of us act too fast. When you're tempted, just don't say anything. Don't do anything. Don't even look. And soon you'll find that the temptation often fades away without you even realizing it. This approach aligns with James 4, verse 7, which tells us, "Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." In embracing stillness, we submit to God's strength and command over our lives, effectively resisting the devil's attempts to lead us astray. My friends, the journey of resilience is not one we walk alone. God promises to be with us, guiding our steps and strengthening our hearts. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, offers us assurance, telling us, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." Now let us explore the power of persistence and the role of grace. Persistence in our faith journey is much like the steady flow of a river, carving through stone, not by force, but by its relentless passage over time. This imagery reminds us that our strength does not come from the might of our efforts alone, but from our continuous trust in God's guidance and the grace that flows into our lives, even in the face of obstacles. Understand that grace plays an indispensable role in our ability to get up after a fall. It is God's grace that offers us forgiveness when we falter, strength when we are weak, and hope when we are lost. Ephesians 2 verses 8 to 9 tells us, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." This verse highlights that our salvation and our ability to rise again are not based on our deeds, but on God's grace. When we speak of persistence, we must acknowledge the patience required to see God's plan unfold in our lives. It's easy to become discouraged when we don't immediately bounce back from setbacks. However, the story of Joseph, sold into slavery, only to become the second most powerful man in Egypt, teaches us the value of patience and faith in God's timing. His life is a testament to the fact that our current struggles do not define our final story or our ultimate destination. Our persistence is also a reflection of our trust in God's promises. Hebrews 11 verse 1 defines faith as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This persistence in faith, even when the path forward is not clear, helps us to keep getting up, knowing that God is working in ways we might not yet understand. Another aspect of getting up is recognizing the learning opportunities in our falls. Proverbs 24, verse 16, as mentioned earlier, not only speaks to the righteous man's resilience, but also to the wisdom gained through each fall. Each setback, each failure, is an opportunity to grow closer to God and to refine our character. Grace also teaches us about forgiveness, both receiving it and extending it to others. Just as God freely offers us grace, we are called to show grace to those around us. This act of forgiveness can often be the key to our own healing and renewal. Matthew 6, verse 14, underscores this, saying, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." In our persistence, we must also cultivate a heart of gratitude. It's easy to focus on what we've lost or what's gone wrong. Yet, 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18 encourages us to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Consider this. Knowing the outcome of Joseph's life, imagine Joseph giving thanks while being sold into slavery or while in prison. Or think about Job expressing gratitude amidst losing everything. To the onlooker, they would have seemed crazy for doing so. Yet, when we see how their stories unfolded, it's no surprise that God instructs us to give thanks in everything. This directive isn't about being grateful for the pain itself, but for the faith that God is at work in every situation, shaping our stories for a greater purpose, even when it seems counterintuitive or against all logic. Remember, we serve a God who can work out all things for good, turning even our deepest trials into testimonies of His faithfulness and power. Let us trust in His sovereign plan, believing that every challenge we face is an opportunity for growth and a platform for His glory to be revealed in our lives. Acknowledging the blessings in our lives, even amidst trials, can lift us from the depths of despair and help us to stand once more. Our journey with God is one of constant learning and growth. Each time we get up, we demonstrate our willingness to continue this journey, trusting in God's plan for our lives. This trust is not passive, but an active daily decision to walk by faith and not by sight. It's important to remember that our ultimate victory is in Christ. Romans 8, verse 37, assures us, "Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." Therefore, our ability to keep getting up is not based on our strength alone, but on the victory that Jesus has already won for us. And now, let us turn our attention to the transformative power of God's love and the beacon of hope. My friends, in the tapestry of life, each thread of experience, each strand, from moments of happiness to times of challenge, is held together by the underlying force of love. This love divine and boundless, is the foundation upon which we stand every time we rise from a fall. It's not merely an emotion, but a powerful force that transforms, heals, and renews. The love of God is unlike any other. It is unconditional, unfailing, and boundless. Romans 5, verse 8 demonstrates this beautifully, saying, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." In that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Understand that he didn't wait for us to repent or to clean up our act. He extended his love and grace at our lowest point, showcasing the profound depth of his love and the extent to which he would go to redeem us. This ultimate act of love is not just a historical event, but a present and continuous source of strength, courage, and motivation to get back up, regardless of the circumstances we face. In understanding this love, we come to realize that our worth is not defined by our failures or falls. Rather, our value lies in our identity as children of God, loved and cherished beyond measure. This realization empowers us to rise with a renewed sense of purpose and dignity, leaving behind the weight of guilt and shame. The journey of getting back up is also a journey of rediscovering hope. Hope, fueled by love, illuminates the darkest of valleys and guides us step by step toward the light. Hebrews 6, verse 19, offers a profound metaphor, saying, "This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil." So, just as an anchor holds a ship steady amidst turbulent seas, our hope in God's love keeps us grounded in the midst of life's storms. As we embrace God's love, we learn to extend that love to others. This act of sharing love is not only a testament to our faith, but also a means through which God's love is multiplied and manifested in the world. 1 John 4, verse 11, urges us, saying, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." Through loving others, we become beacons of hope and sources of strength to those who are struggling to get up. The power of God's love is also seen in its ability to bring about forgiveness and reconciliation. It is through understanding and accepting God's forgiveness that we find the freedom to forgive ourselves and others. This cycle of forgiveness is essential for healing and moving forward with a heart unburdened by resentment. Living in the light of God's love challenges us to view our falls not as definitive defeats, but as steps in our journey of faith. Each time we choose to get up, we do so not by our own strength, but by the power of the love that sustains us. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 9 reflects this resilience. "Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed." God's love also calls us to live with a spirit of generosity and compassion. As we experience the depth of God's love for us, we are inspired to act with kindness and generosity towards others, embodying the love that we have received. This spirit of giving not only enriches the lives of those we touch, but also strengthens our own resolve to rise and continue our journey with grace. My friends, when we understand the depth of God's love for us, our lives will never be the same. In the face of challenges, it is the assurance of God's love that gives us the courage to get up and try again. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 reassures us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." This verse is a reminder that our falls are but temporary setbacks in God's greater plan for our lives. Let us stand firm in the knowledge that with each fall and rise, we are drawn closer to the heart of God, where we find the strength to overcome, the grace to persevere, and the love that defines our very existence. So, let us move forward with courage, with our hearts anchored in faith, our spirits infused with God's love, and our eyes fixed on the horizon of His glorious purpose for us. Rise, my friends. Rise with the dawn of His mercy and march into your destiny with heads held high, for the best is yet to come. And with God, all things are possible. Get back up and embrace the journey ahead with unwavering faith and optimism. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, the author of my faith, the finisher of my journey, and the keeper of my soul. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I come before you with a heart full of praise. You are the God of unchanging grace, the fountain of eternal love, and the architect of my destiny. You are my light in the darkness, and your strength is my fortress in every storm. Lord, you are worthy of all honor, glory, and adoration, for your greatness is beyond understanding, and your love knows no bounds. I thank you, Lord, for the countless blessings you have showered upon me and my loved ones, for the air that I breathe, the beauty of your creation that surrounds me, and the immeasurable love you have for me. In the depths of my heart, I am truly grateful for your unending faithfulness, even when I am faithless. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient for me, for your power that is made perfect in my weakness. Forgive me, Father, for the times I have fallen short of your glory, for the moments of doubt, fear, and failure. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and create in me a clean heart. As you have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have wronged me, releasing any bitterness, anger, or resentment in my heart. Help me to walk in forgiveness just as you have forgiven me. Lord, in this journey of life, as I encounter mountains and valleys and face trials and tribulations that test my faith, I stand on your word that promises me strength to rise, grace to persevere, and the assurance of your unfailing love. I declare in the name of Jesus that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. I rebuke every form of attack from the enemy, whether it be doubt, fear, illness, or discord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind these forces and declare them powerless over my life. I decree healing over every part of my being, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. I claim victory over every challenge I face, for I am more than a conqueror through Him who loves me. Lord, I ask for your protection over me and my loved ones, guarding us against the snares of the enemy and any harm that tries to befall us. Bless us, Lord, with your favor. Surround us with your peace and fill our hearts with your joy. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening. I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, united in faith and love, standing on the promises of your word. We declare together that by your stripes we are healed. We claim your peace that surpasses all understanding to guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, refreshing, renewing, and empowering us to face the days ahead with courage and hope. Bless us, Father, with the strength to rise each time we fall, with the resilience to persevere through every trial, and with the grace to see your hand at work in all things. Let your love be the anchor that holds us firm. Your word, the light that guides our path, and your spirit, the comfort that sustains our souls. Let your kingdom come, and let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comment section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to the channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers to learn more about your new life and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.